Yeah, well, the Book of Thomas, it's not part of the Bible, okay? We all know that. It's not part of the canon of Scripture. Is it a real book? Well, it existed, but it's not considered a real text because of some of the teachings in it. The early church believed it to be a false gospel, actually. Even Eusebius, Bishop of Caesarea in Palestine about the year 314, he's one of the more renowned church fathers. He was a scholar of biblical canon, for example, included among a group of books that he believed were not only, questionable, but actually fictions of heretics that actually should be thrown out as absurd or impious, was his words. So basically, some samples of, what it's saying here. Jesus said, where there are three deities, they are divine. Where there are two or one, I am with that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing but heresy. There's only one actual deity. It's God.
Yeah, exactly.
God in three persons, but no, not three separate deities.
No, exactly.
So this is saying in the Book of Thomas that there would tend to be more than just one God as a deity out there, which, of course, is false doctrine. And so if the early church actually recognized this as a false gospel and said, no, this is not part of canon, then I would say, yeah, we would do well to avoid it. It really is a fake by most accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. No, and it's even what we were talking about. What was it? Last question. Yeah, last question about making people stumble. If that book was in the Bible and say, hypothetically, it was it was left there.
Yeah.
I think that would be a huge thing. But obviously, God didn't allow that. He stopped that, which is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. Thanks for teaching me, Pastor Andrew.
No problem. That's the point of the show, right?
Amen. Amen. Good stuff.